Egypt was on the front lines of the war on terror in the 1980s and 90s, a war that came home to the United States on September 11th. Some of the militant groups which targeted two U.S. embassies in East Africa, a U.S. ship in Yemen, and planned the September 11th attacks were veterans of Egypt's violent Islamic movements. One of the largest groups in Egypt claims it has renounced violence. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Cairo on some prison publications.
Four slim volumes that you won't find in many Egyptian bookstores have set off a heated debate here. Are Egypt's militant Islamic groups ready to turn away from their violent past? The Initiative of Stopping the Violence is one title in a series of books published by the leadership of Al-Gamaa al-Islamiyya, the Islamic group, jailed for a terror campaign to topple the Egyptian government. Political science professor Imad Shaheen studies militant Islam.
The historic leaders of the radical Islamic group have agreed to condemn violence, to pronounce their past mistakes of resorting to armed struggle in order to topple the regime, and also to invite other groups to relinquish violence in terms of their interaction with the regime. It's extremely significant. It's, after all, a peace initiative.
By the early 1980s, Egypt was the center of a radical Islamic movement that swept through college campuses and attracted Egypt's professionals and intellectuals. Religious radicals assassinated Egypt's president Anwar Sadat in 1981. A blind Muslim cleric, Omar Abdel Rahman, was the movement's spiritual leader. By 1996, Rahman was in a U.S. jail serving time for his involvement in the first attack on the World Trade Center. Other Egyptian radicals had already fled Egypt to join Osama bin Laden's network, Al-Qaeda, in Afghanistan. But in Egypt, the Al-Gamaa movement remained determined to replace the Egyptian government with an Islamic one. They carried out their bloodiest attack in 1997. 58 tourists were massacred and 30 wounded in the southern city of Luxor, a crime so gruesome Egypt's public opinion turned against them and supported a massive government crackdown. Now, more than 20,000 Islamic radicals are still in Egyptian jails. While the debates are taking place behind bars, the message of an end to violence is reverberating in the wider world of militant Islam. David Welch is the U.S. ambassador in Egypt.
I know that some of them have signed on to denouncing violence. One reason for that may be that those methods lost them public support. To the extent that that's true, and that they have taken note of that and have separated themselves from terrorism, I would hope others learn the same lesson.
And so does the Egyptian government, which is why there was support for the publications. But there are still questions about the sincerity of the men in jail. Saadeddine Ibrahim, a human rights advocate who studied the militant movement for 20 years, is convinced this is a genuine shift.
We had long dialogues, and they have come to a conclusion, some earlier than others, that violence did not get them anywhere.
Ibrahim was jailed himself over the past year for criticizing the government and calling for democratic reform. In one of life's ironies, he studied the militants firsthand in a shared prison cell.
Many of them actually made that decision in prison, when the same prison I was in. These were youngsters when I interviewed them in prison in the mid-70s. Now they are in their 50s.
And with age comes reevaluation, says Ibrahim.
Looking at all the shades of the Islamic movements, they are better off pursuing their program peacefully.
But respectability is a long way off. Many Egyptians cannot forget Egypt's bloody war on terrorism.
It's an important step, of course, that they have declared it officially now. Whether their intentions are as clear as what they declared, that's another matter.
Mona Makram Abaid, former member of parliament, is now a political commentator.
They said they renounced violence, but they did not renounce their objective. And their objective is to overthrow this government and to replace it.
So you don't trust it?
No.
And there are reasons to be suspicious. There are still websites devoted to violence, the overthrow of the Egyptian government, a holy war on the United States. But for the first time, there may be a positive message that comes from inside the radical community itself. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Cairo.
Deborah has more on the apparent change of heart by Egyptian terrorists tonight on the public television program Now with Bill Moyers at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Local listings are on the website pbs.org.